discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. Welcome to the show. And we're having a great guest back tonight, and so we'll bring him on in just a little bit. But let's give the call-in number out for the switchboard. Put your hand up if you'd like a reading. If you forgot to do it, I'll probably go ahead and call on you anyway, but it's good to have your hand up. And the phone number is 347-945-6930. Again, that's 347-945-6930 to call in and be on the switchboard for a reading. And we have the chat room open, and people in the chat room, just go ahead and let me know when or if you'd like a reading. And I'm taking it first come, first serve for both of them. So as you go on the switchboard or come into the chat room, we're taking you in order, so it's fair. Okay, so it looks like we may have a little longer readings tonight, too, than we've been able to do in recent times, so that's nice, too. Anyway, I want to put a shout-out to our friends and listeners on the East Coast. You know, it's a pretty big deal, all that snow there, and it's been quite an event this weekend that you went through, so our best wishes are for all of you as you, you know, recover from that really, really major storm. And so we want to give you our best. And so anyway, let's go ahead and bring Reverend J.P. Jackson. His, J.P. is for James. So you can call him Reverend, or you can call him J.P. You can call him Reverend J.P. You can call him Reverend James or James, he'll answer to all those things, I know. So anyway, JP's been practicing strategic life coaching for more than 9 years, specializing in personal development and corporate leadership training. He's taught corporate and small business owners the power of meditation, establishing a heart-centered corporate environment, the laws of attraction, the power of intention, and heart-centered leadership. As a natural intuitive and clairvoyant, JP uses his unique gift and talent to connect with others spiritually and to share deep insight and clarity for the purposes of spiritual guidance, growth, progression, and empowerment. He's a licensed and ordained interspiritual minister and a certified professional strategic life coach with a BS in organizational leadership and a BA in spiritual counseling. As both a teacher and a student, his passion is demonstrating the active principles of the mind and our connection to the divine presence of love to actively co-create our experiences and achieve authenticity. Wow, I really have to say, JP, that I love your write up here, because, you know, it talks about being not just a teacher but also always a student, and I think that's cool, because I think people do forget sometimes that even if they are in a teaching frame of mind, that sometimes we need to bring our student side out because there's more things, you know, to learn. And so as I unmute the phone line here, I want to welcome you back, JP. Hi.
Hello. Hi. 2016.
Hi. So you're down in Florida, right?
I am down in winter Florida. It's very cold here right now, believe it or not.
In Florida? My family just went out on their boat. They said it was gorgeous, but it's cold for you guys, right?
Oh, they love it. They're used to it. We are freezing our patooties down here.
Are you on the west or east coast?
I'm on the east side of Florida, right in Miami, and it's
probably with the Atlantic there and everything. It's a lot colder, but there are the Gulf. So,
I
think it's a little warmer there, but you don't have snow, right?
We don't have snow, but you know what? We might as well, because we're all dressed like Eskimos, and I know it's really sad. But
just how warm or cold is it there?
You know what? Yesterday we got down into the 40s at night last night, and so it's starting to slowly go back into the 70s. But you know, anything below 80 is just freezing for us. So,
because your blood's thinned out.
Too thin. We're way too thin. We're just not. We're not happy right now.
Yeah, we've had plenty of 40 degree nights out here in California. You know, it's not. It's gotten better at night, and we get tons of rain, so we're just so grateful. Tons of rain, tons of snow up in the Sierras. So,
we're grateful
for that. Yeah, it's great. But anyway, it's so good to have you back on the show. And what I want to ask
Thank
you before
you.
We bring everyone on is, I want to ask you about the energies right now. What you think of all that's going on and your feeling. And then I'd like to expand to 2016 and what you think we can expect to see.
You know, I really, 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 and I know we hear this all the time. I really feel positive and optimistic about 2016, about the energies going on right now. You know, I think that we're doing a lot to tie up some loose ends. We're a lot of experiences that we've repressed, a lot of emotional things that we've repressed are starting to surface so that we can let it go and to move forward and to redefine who we think we are and redefine who we say we are and how we're moving forward. And so I really, you know, and I know that we say that every year, but I really, really believe that this what's going on right now energetically, astrologically, just all around, I think that we're really in a good place. And I see it in my own life. We're really in a good place. I feel, you know, I always gauge what's going on with the collective with what's going on with me, because I'm really sensitive to everybody and everything. And I'm really in a place right now where I'm becoming a lot clearer about who I am, what I am, and about what I invest my energy into. Okay, and I think that a lot of folks are coming up with experiences that are really nudging them and encouraging them into being a little bit more selective about who they invest their energy into, where they invest their energy, and the type of activities they invest their energy into. We're becoming a lot more selective about it because we understand, you know, through the bumps and bruises of 2015 and 14 and 13 and, you know, and so on and so forth, that when I continue to do the same thing over and over and over, and over again, really not getting anywhere. I'm not progressing. So I've got to be a little bit wiser. I got to be smarter. I got to be more courageous and really being selective about the people and the activities and the things that I really invest myself into. You know, and we even see that politically. You know, a lot of people are stepping back from both parties, you know, the right and the left. And they're even turning the TV off more often now. I don't want to hear that crap. And, you know, even with their Facebook, they're defriending people. They're blocking people because they don't want to hear any more about the political rhetoric. They don't want to hear that stuff. They're becoming a little more selective about what they choose to see and what they want to feed themselves on, you know. And so I think that we're tying up those loose ends of 2015 with that in mind, and we're coming into this particular year with all of these active energies right now. It's really encouraging us to become a lot more selective so that we don't go around the same thing over and over and over and over again and really finally start to progress.
Yeah, and expecting another result, right?
Keep going the same stuff
and expecting another result. Yeah.
Thinking it's going to be different,
and it's
not really. And you know, sometimes it's a little tricky because we think that this person, you know, they seem new, they're in our lives, or this situation seems new, it's in our life, and then, you know, 3 months into it, it's just the same crap over and over and over and over again. And like, how did this happen? it happened because we weren't as selective as we could have been. And so I think that that's really where all this energy is really encouraging us to go. Be more selective. Be more selective. Pick, discern, and really check intuitively, emotionally, whether or not this is or this person or this situation or this circumstance is really something that makes you feel empowered, or does it make you feel, you know, fearful? Does it make you feel disgust? Ugh. You know, how does it make you feel? Check out how it makes you feel and then respond. Be selective. Check out how you feel and then respond. I think that's what's going on right now. That's my two.
Yeah,
things.
I've heard it called the year of transmutation. Of course, I love that word, or transforming. I'm probably putting transmutation. I think it's transformation, but I might be wrong. But they both mean largely the same thing. And,
right.
I think that definitely that's what I see. But I've noticed a slew of deaths this first part, not just on the famous people scene, which are, you know, they're coming in threes and they just run right after another three every week or two. And they're all young to me, you know, 65, 7, 69, you know, it's just crazy.
Right.
To me, that seems young. But, you know, also in our personal lives, I mean, I just I've been spending time with a beloved pet from a family member who it was everything to this. It was her companion, her child. After 16 years, she had to put her down this last few days. And so there was, you know, it was like going through the death of her beloved parents. I mean, it was so bad.
Wow.
Like a parent or, you know, or a spouse or something. So I have a pet that's developed something and I give him maybe a month or two. It's just typical for this breed. So, you know, that's coming up. And then my daughter had her pet die after a period of time. I mean, just suddenly, it was just within a week, it was just there, you know, and out she went. So it's a lot of the pets are going, a lot of our, I'd say, family members, too, and then a lot of, you know, on the larger scene there. So have you noticed that too with people that you work with, that they're losing a lot of beloved beings around them, whether they're animal or people?
Absolutely. A lot of people are checking out. And, you know, I'm going to be completely honest with that. A lot of folks are checking out, and it has a lot to do with not being able to really accept the new direction energetically that we're elevating to. They can't handle the ascension process. So a lot of folks are checking out, you know, and I get that. I'm going to be very, very honest with that. And, you know, this is, I heard someone say, numerologically speaking, if you know, add the 2016, it equals 9. This is the year of endings and being able to end and surrender.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 9 for you. You know, it's next year should be really interesting as a 1. A lot of leadership probably coming up to the 4. But I would agree that probably most are checking out due to the shift in energy, and that's something maybe they didn't sign up for. But it could be that some are just finished, too, with their mission for the life.
Very much so.
So some of those, I mean, it's not always one thing, but that is a major reason I agree with you there, that it's just it's pretty interesting, and not everyone has signed up for that, shift. So that's part of the shift.
No, not everyone has signed up for that, you know, and we all understand, you know, we go through the grieving process, but we understand essentially that, you know, death is really a transition. Not everyone signed up for that, you know, not everyone's ready to explore that. And you know, it doesn't apply to everyone, you know, not everyone's checking out for that. Some folks, like you said, were just done with what they had to do. But this is definitely a year of endings. And with an ending comes a new beginning. And so, you know, that's the encouragement for this year. You know, even though things are ending, relationships, jobs, careers, even mindsets, thoughts, and even people and animals, things are ending, but those endings are doors to a new beginning, to a new chapter, a new journey, something new moving forward. And so I think that encouraging part, that's really important to understand. I think that's really important to acknowledge and to keep. It's understand that ending.
Yeah, I mean, it
is
just a transition from this
new.
Level.
Yeah.
To another to usually well generally go into the non-physical realms. I mean, some may go into a higher level physical system, but a lot of them go first into the non you know the non-physical. I mean, like this cat who transitioned over. I was there to send her the energy to go, and they had never seen. She was like telling us. For some time, it was like, it's time, let me go. And then there was the one thing that happened, I won't say it, it's a little too much for most people to hear this over the thing, but there was a sign, let's say, and it was like, yeah, okay, it's today. So she took her in, and she had it all set up for the euthanasia. And they said they'd never seen a cat go that fast. I mean, it's like they put her to sleep. They put her under, and she was out of there. It was like they'd never seen, and then she had this angelic look on her face. I tuned in. She says, well, can you check and see if she's all right and everything? I said, well, you know, most of the time they go to sleep for a little bit. So I said, well, I'll check. I looked in on her, and she was like, just had her cat grin, and like, I am so good. I'm thinking, oh, my God, she passed over consciously. But she's really, she's like a master in it, you know. She not only passed quickly and consciously, I looked in a couple days later, and she was jumping from mountain to mountain. Of course, it's easy on those levels to go that. You know, to go. I mean, she was just having a ball. Everybody was around her.
Wow.
And it was like, she, you don't need to worry about her, you know. But it's, you know, it's such a lovely, people need to know that they're going, you know, they're everybody who's loved them there is going to be with them, plus all your guides. And, you know, and then you go to go to an incredible place. It's like, I wish people would know that instead of being skeptical.
Right.
Even in our field, it can get that way, because the person who has this cat is not she's a psychic herself. But there's all of a sudden you get the doubt. You know, are they really all right? Is it really, you know? And I get that. So you know.
Right. Me too.
But that comes up as well. But maybe we get time later. We'll have to see how the readings go. We can chat some more. We have a few here waiting. And so let's put the ground rules out if there are any. What I usually do when I open up a line, they're very light ground rules, everyone. So what I usually do is I'll open up a line, I'll say the area code, and they'll hear themselves on mute, you know, on there, unless they're in the chat room. And if they're in the chat room, I'll say so-and-so in the chat room, so you'll know it's for you. And then what is your first name and where are you calling from? So that's what I do get. Now, do you need anything more? And second question, can they just see what you get, or can they ask a question, one or the other?
They can ask a question, or they can just see what I pick up for them. I'm going to connect with their spiritual guides. And give them the information that their guys have been trying to give them or have been giving them, but they just don't know that they've been getting it. And that's it. Name, where you're from, and you can ask a question, just general.
Or just see what comes. And usually they're pretty decided. Right. Now, we usually keep it to just one question about one subject. I mean, you can ask more about that subject. When we have, you know, huge amounts, and we just don't know because right now it's doable to get through everybody.
Right.
But sometimes we get more as the show goes on, and we just ask one as I just did that. So I kind of have to go, well, you know, I'm not always sure what to do because I don't know who's going to end up on here at the end of the show, and I don't want to turn people away. So we're going to keep it to one subject. But if you need to ask more than one thing about that subject, do that. But then we need to go on to somebody else. Okay, so I guess if you're ready, I'm ready. And so let's, woohoo. Okay, this is the first one. This is the first switchboard, but we have one in the chat room first. Stephen, who holds down the chat room, who came on ahead of time and asked for a reading. So we have to put Stephen first. We're doing it in order, chat room and switchboard. So Stephen just says, Stephen is from Toronto. He's a regular. And I don't think he hardly ever misses a show. And he just wants whatever comes up.
Okay, Stephen, let's see what's going on. Hmm. Yeah, they. So I'm kind of getting a pull towards. I don't know if this. It has something to do with. It has something to do with either. It has something to do with a relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean. I don't even feel like this is a romantic relationship, but I kind of feel as though there is someone in his. In his environment, that's not being completely honest with him, that's not being forthright with him. And I think that Stephen knows. I think that he knows that this particular person isn't necessarily being completely honest. And this is popping up because it's affecting Stephen, right, Stephen? It's affecting him. And so the guys. Your guys want me to confirm, yes, what you pick up about this particular situation and the person in this situation is dead on, spot on. You know that this person isn't being honest. But this isn't the time to kind of go at this headstrong, you know, and kind of, you know, make the person come clean or make the person, you know, be a little more. This is the time where, because I think that Steve is a really, really evolved person, very mature, very spiritually, emotionally mature.
Yeah, I work with him a lot. Yeah.
Oh, good.
He
because
is.
This
got
is the
that.
Time where he can go ahead and step into that maturity and just kind of let things play. The guys are telling me that this situation with this particular person, it's going to come to the forefront. He doesn't have to do anything to make this person be a little bit more honest or upfront, forthright about some information that's really important to Steve. It's okay if Steve continues to be the mature person that he is, all the information will come to light and he'll be able to move forward. And I don't know in what capacity, I don't know why this particular, you know, I don't believe that it's necessarily romantic. They're making me feel like it's more even family. But it has to do with this particular person has some information or this person has some information for Stephen in order for him to move forward, but this person is not being honest. They're not being forthright, and it's kind of messing with him, you know, with Steve a little bit right now. And so this is not the time to kind of confront this person. Just continue to be mature, continue to be the light that you are, and what you need is going to come to the forefront, and you'll be able to move forward. That's the first thing that pops up right now for him.
Okay. Yes, it's not romantic.
No, it's not romantic
for him. There, it's
mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Most likely, it could well be family. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I kind
okay.
of. Yeah, and it's this one particular person who's just not being a really honest person, and they're doing things, they're saying things, and it's not coming from an authentic place. And so he doesn't have to defend himself. You know, hey, he doesn't even have to play the offensive. He is mature. He can just be light. All of that will start to dissipate, and he'll be able to move forward. Yeah.
Good. Well, that sounds good. I'll let Stephen weigh in on that, and it takes a little time for that. So I'll come back with the comment, if there is one, later. So now let's go out to the switchboard, and let's see. This is the one here. It's been waiting. Area code 678. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Greetings. This is Dina from Atlanta.
Hello.
Did you say Dina?
How are you guys?
We're good.
Good. I didn't catch your first name, sweetie.
Dina.
Dina. Okay, Dina was right. You know, it's hard on these phones to sometimes get it. So you are speaking clearly, not to worry. So, Dina, okay. Do you know JP already?
I am familiar with JP. Yes, I am.
Oh, good. All right. He's laughing, so okay, inside joke there. Anyway, do you want to ask him a question or
definitely.
Do you want to just see what comes? Okay, go ahead.
I have a question this time. We've done readings where my grandmother appeared, and my grandfather has started to come into the picture. He transitioned when I was one, and so I don't know him, and nobody in the family really speaks highly of him. So I'm just curious what it is that he's looking for.
It's really interesting because it's not necessarily that he's looking for anything. It's that he's there to kind of protect and comfort you and to guide you because you are about to get ready to make some really major shifts and changes. mainly in the way that you think and the way that you go about handling certain situations and things. And it also has to deal with making those changes within your family dynamic. Mm-hmm. And so because he's kind of been through the rough end of, or he's kind of experienced, he's had some life experience with making changes that ruffles the feathers of family members and friends and things like that. And so he sees that coming up for you. And so he's there to offer you some comfort and peace because, and you know, immediately when I pulled the card for you, I got the peace card. So he's there to offer you peace and comfort while you make these changes because 2016 is really a year for you to shift. You're going to be really making some shifts and some changes in the way that you think and the way that you perceive the world and even in the way that you view your family, okay? It's going to deepen. Your awareness of yourself is going to deepen. And you might not start, you might not participate, speak or think or act the way that people around you, especially your family dynamic, are used to you acting, speaking, and behaving. And so it's going to ruffle their feathers because, you know, they're in that ego mind. Who does she think she is? You know, and so he's showing up to kind of comfort you, to give you guidance, and to help you maintain peace while you make those changes, because you know people are not going to like it, and you are a sensitive person. You care about the way that other people feel and think of you, and so he's there to make sure that you know, hey, you know, I know that you're considerate, but guess what? You've got to consider yourself first. So it's okay. I've been there. Didn't do a really great job, but now that I'm in spirit, I have all the information I can use to guide you with making this shift.
Okay.
So that's really
that
what's going on.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. And I got the peace card.
Oh, that is so funny. Yes, you did. You got the peace card. Absolutely, yeah. You're coming to a place of peace, and you're coming to a place, really, and really, what that, and now your guide is stepping in. Really what that means is coming to a place of peace. You're coming to a place of resolve. So that means that you're getting more confident about who you are and where you stand.
Absolutely.
And what you stand for, okay? And that's showing up more clearly in the way you think, act, and respond to life, and it's going to start to reorchestrate your life around you. It's going to start to manifest itself. So, again, it's going to threaten some folks. It's going to intimidate them because they don't understand. They don't get it. They think that you're trying to be something that you're not, but in actuality, you are being all that you are. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Well, thank you, Dina, for calling. This is not your first time, or is it your first time to this show?
This is my first time to the show.
Oh, well, welcome, and I hope you come back.
Definitely. Thank you.
You don't have to answer, but I do wish you'd come back, so that's great. We always love to welcome new people in. And so would you like me to put you back on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer, which would – is, you know, where I would hang you up.
I will log on the website. I'll see what they're doing in the chat.
Yeah, come on over to the chat. Yeah, it's a little, we could use some people today. I don't know where they all are, but you can liven things up in there. So, okay, great. Love to have you over there. So I'll go ahead and hang you up. Have a great week. And let me do that. Let's see. Make sure I'm pinging the right person up here. We got some similar area codes here, so don't do the wrong one. Okay.
That is so funny.
Oh, wait, nothing. Okay, so let me see. I just want to make sure that one went. It did. Okay. Let's go now to 561, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 561? They probably thought they had some time in when they made a visit to the facilities or something. Hello? Okay, well, we'll go ahead and put it back on mute, and maybe we'll get back to it later. We'll probably be able to try again. Okay.
Hi.
805, you're on the air. What is your name and Where are you calling from, Lulu? Where are you calling from?
Donna, California.
California, I got that much. What was the first name?
I'm Donna. Hi.
Oh, Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Anyway, do you want to ask a question?
Okay. Sure. Hi. I'd like to be in a committed relationship, like a marriage, you know, something like that, companionship and love. And I was wondering if what you feel about this, someone coming in for me.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. It's really interesting. You know, love has been on your mind. It's coming from a really genuine place. You really want to be able to share your experience with someone else. And someone else who's strong, someone else who has a strong connection with you and who seems to be quite compatible to your personality. At this time, I do kind of see that there are some folks who have their eyes on you, and I shouldn't say folks. Because of, you know, your sexual preference is your choice. So I say folks, but that you do have some folks who have their eyes on you. But right now, I don't think that they're the most compatible to you. There is a very strong connection that's coming up for you. Hold on. Okay, there is a very strong connection that's coming up for you. And without telling you too much about this particular connection, I do feel it's going to be in a few months. I want to say about 5 months from now, there's a stronger connection with an individual that's coming up, and this person will be in close proximity to you. This is a person that you'll be able to spend a lot of time with. This is a person who is well established in life. They're stable in life. They're looking for very similar things. They also experience the spiritual awakening that makes them really open-minded, and they'll really connect with you on a spiritual level, because a lot of the conversations that you will have with this person will be spiritually based. They'll be asking you a lot of questions. But here's the thing. Your guides are telling me that in order for you to really draw this person in a little sooner, because you do have the ability to do that, you have to start taking care of yourself more. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not to say that you're not. That's not to say that you're not. But they're saying to take care of yourself more, to rest when you need to rest, eat when you need to eat, and to be more, it goes back to what I said at the beginning of this call, to be more selective about the people, places, and things that you give your energy and invest your energy into. Okay? When you do that, when you start to focus on yourself, what happens is you'll start to draw this particular connection in quicker, sooner, faster. Okay? So you do have a part in this. You've already asked, it's there. That person... I don't feel as if that person has any baggage right now. I don't think that they have. I think they've worked through all their baggage. Right now, it's just a matter of divine timing on their end, because I don't believe that they live in your area, but I kind of feel like they'll be moving to your area. Okay. I think that they know someone in your area. They have a relationship, perhaps a family member that's in the area, and I think they're going to be getting there. I think they're in the process of getting there. It's just a matter of divine timing where you can help with that. And the way that you help with that is through taking care of yourself, focusing on yourself, feeling good about yourself, doing all the things that you like to do, you know, even if that's jogging early in the morning, whatever it is that you, or having coffee, maybe, you know, you don't like fixing coffee for yourself. Maybe you like to go treat yourself, go to a coffee shop, buy yourself a cup of coffee. When you start to commit to doing things that make you feel great, that make you feel strong and empowered, you become a little more selective about what you invest your energy into. You know, maybe a family member or relative calls and says, hey, come over here, and you know it's going to be nothing but drama. You say, oh, no, got plans, I'm busy. When you continue to be on that path, you actually help him in manifesting his desire in moving and having a life partner. You help that come together, okay? So there is a very strong connection. I don't see you all getting married right away, because there's just this wonderful, I don't even want to say friendship. It's going to be like this courtship. You guys are going to be dating. You're going to be talking. He's going to be busting your brain about spiritual things. You're going to answer, you know, talk to him and kind of school him on some stuff. It's just going to be a real, and he has children, he has older children. It's just going to be, it's going to feel really good. It's going to feel really solid, and you can help in bringing that connection to you the more you take care of yourself. Okay, does that make sense to you?
It does.
You resonate
it
with
does.
That? Okay, good.
Yeah, I want to take off a little bit of weight and, meditate again, go back to my meditation, walking on the beach, and,
absolutely. Oh, yeah, when you start to do that, you're adding power to his prayers and his intentions of trying to move and transition in his life and to find a partner to. Both of you are going to be praying about the same thing. When you start to do that, you're going to be activating universal principles to get you guys aligned. There are some folks who have their eyes on you right now that are in your circle, but they're not everything that you deserve. Okay, they're just not everything that you deserve. They're just not. And not to say that they're bad, people. They're not. They're just not on your level right now. But this particular person is. This person is.
Oh, how nice. And I like the fact that he's spiritual. Yeah, I was talking to one man named Bob, but he lived 2 hours away. And then there was another fellow named Dusty that lives in Hawaii. But how do you even get to know somebody if they live so far away?
Yeah, just practically, if we look at that on a practical level, it's really difficult. And I think that you're at a stage in your life right now where, I don't think that you just want to uproot your life and do. No, I think that right now in your life you deserve stability. And I think that you deserve right now, and that's what your soul is screaming for. You deserve a partner who's going to be a little more stable to you and who's going to be more of a provider for you. Because your soul is really craving someone who can help you in terms of provision. Because I kind of feel like you've been doing it all on your own for such a long time.
Oh,
it's going to be nice to have a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have a break. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you don't have too long. And I do feel that it's 2016. And when you'll start to meet this person, and you can make this go a lot faster when you just take care of yourself and start to make yourself feel great. Just start to make yourself feel great, and it's just gonna escalate. It really is.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. Oh, and I like the fact that he's spiritual, and yes. I mean,
oh yeah. He's so spiritual. He's such a thinker. He's a reader. He's such an avid reader. You're gonna see a ton of books in his home. I don't know if you like pets, but I think either his child, I think one of his older children has a pet that he's really fond of, so he's a pet person. He's a reader. He's worked. He's looking to retire soon. He's just a really great guy. He's a really great guy. He was married. He didn't have children. That kind of transitioned, no hard feelings. He's going to tell you that. I feel like he's going to tell you there is no hard feelings between me and my ex-wife. He's just in a different place, and I think that you're going to really enjoy being with him.
Wow, Donna. Sounds like a catch.
One of the best meetings I've had. This is one of the best meetings I've had.
I'm looking forward to this one. You got to make sure you come back in 5 months or whatever it is and let us know how it is. So do you want me to put you on mute, sweetie, or have you listen to the,
That's fine.
Mute? Okay, great. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Wow, uplifting reading. You're welcome. Uplifting reading, huh? Love that.
Woohoo, I love it.
Woohoo is right. So, why don't we, go ahead, JP, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, I just love it. I love it.
I know. This is really great. We're getting to, there's not much wait, you guys, for that are on here. You'll be getting readings very soon, but I want to take a break just to give JP a time to get a little breath there. So,
you've read my mind. I have to run to the restroom.
Oh, well, you know what? It's funny because this is earlier than I usually do it. So I must have picked it up. My telepathy is actually pretty good, and it's getting better. So I'm glad to know it's working this case, and you're so honest. It's lovely. Anyway, so we're going to have a lay it down again. And the first one is a very short version because the long one is almost 7 minutes, and we're not going to take that long. But we have a short version of Awaken by her, and then we'll do Whale Song, which we played both of those cuts before from the original CDs. And I don't have what they're off of, so go to AleyaDao.com. So it's AleyaDao. And you can find out where these cuts, if you like them, are, and get her website and everything else. So we'll be back shortly to Elaine with the Rainbow Race.
Alejandra's greatest desire is to be of service to humanity by bringing forth tools to assist others in being in touch with their own divinity. Alejandra states that we are going through large intergalactic and multi-universal openings within us, creating a huge escalation of inner awareness, bringing us to a vibration of bliss with service to Earth. She is there for assistance with this enormous undertaking. With a large menu of services and trainings, Alejandra offers personal sessions to help you with facilitating the next steps in your personal and spiritual empowerment and your ascension initiations. Contact Alejandra at www.colorhealing.com.
And welcome back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. I'm your host, Alejandra. And we have Reverend J.P. Jackson, on tonight.
No.
You can also call him James Jackson or Reverend J.P., et cetera, et cetera. Now, before we have him start back again, let me give the call-in. And it's 347-945-6930. Again, that's 347-945-6930, and that's to get on the switchboard and put your hands up so we know you want a reading. Okay, because sometimes people just call in just to hear. And we also have the chat room open. We're taking readings from the chat room for the chat room as well. And I wanted to ask you before we start in again, how do people get a hold of you and tell us about your private sessions and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. You can get in contact with me by calling me. The telephone number is 561-541-6317. The number again is 561-541-6317. You can call me about rates. You can call me, you know, to kind of find out how about the sessions. Normally I do 30 minutes to an hour And it won't feel like 30 minutes. It won't feel like an hour, trust me. And we have a lot of fun together. We really have a lot of fun together. You can also email me if you don't have a way to contact me via telephone. That water went down the wrong pipe. You can email me at jp-inspirit@live.com. The email, again, is jp-inspirit@live.com. In spirit is INIRIT, in spirit, at live.com.
Okay, so you guys get in touch with him for longer readings. You know, when we have, we just offer, when we have our readers on, of course, little snippets for everyone to whet your appetite and see if it feels like a good fit. But the longer readings, boy, they, you know, people really get into depth there. And that's,
absolutely,
you know, that's how you can, yeah, yeah. So anyway, again, 347-945-6930, 347-945-6930 is the call in, or let us know in the chat room if you come on in there. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to 518. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from New York.
I didn't get any of that. Can you say it again?
Yes, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from New York.
That's so much
hello.
Better. Were we on speaker or something? I don't know. But anyway, I think we know you, Jessica, don't we? You've called in before, right?
I've spoken to JP before. I'm not sure that I've been on your show before.
Okay.
But.
Well, maybe not, but we would love to be glad you're here anyway. But you could have been maybe on one of his previous shows. Anyway, so do you have a question for him, or do you want to just see what comes?
Whatever comes.
Okay.
Okay, Jessica, let's see. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you were around at the beginning of the show when I kind of talked about the current energy right now, but I think that this definitely applies to you because your guides are talking nonstop about this. they really, Jessica, they really want you to focus on being a little bit more selective. Okay, right now, I think that right now, you know, I'm just trying not to sound so generic. Right now, I think that you're pressed with a particular issue. One of them is financial. The other one, are you currently employed or are you looking for work?
I am employed, but I'm looking for work.
Okay, you are employed, but you're still looking for work?
I'm not 100% happy where I am.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, so, okay. Okay, how long have you been at the job that you're in right now?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. And is there, and just kind of give me a little, is there some issues going on with coworkers?
The director there, I don't really care for her.
Okay. Okay. And one more question. And did you bring this to her attention or upper management's attention? I don't know why they're showing me the chess, the game of chess, like tit for tat, like you're trying to be really strategic about who to talk to, how to talk to, when to talk to them, in terms of, you know, trying to get
selective.
Some more harmony. Okay.
I'm very
okay.
selective with how I
that's what that
her.
Means.
She works in my classroom. I'm a teacher, and she works in my classroom.
Okay,
and she's also an owner of the company. So I'm very careful about how I say things and what I say.
That's what that means. Okay. Yeah, people, we're working with pictures, and we don't always know how to interpret what's going on. But that's what they show me with a chessboard. And it's like you're being really strategic about what you do, how you do it, who you talk to, what you say, and all this. Okay. So here's what's really important. Aside from your work life, because your work life is going to change in 2016, okay? It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be something based on your energy right now. But I'm going to tell you some things that you're going to do or that you could do to make that change a little more immediate and to make that graceful. But as it looks right now, I see that you eventually leaving that job around November October, November, and getting into something else, and you're not leaving gracefully. Okay, that's based on the energy right now. You're not going to leave in a graceful way. You're going to leave having your final say, and you know, it's going to be an argument that's going to kind of prompt you to say, I need to get out of here. And then I see you being on, you know, being home looking for work for a few months before you find something else. Okay. Now, that's the way it's going right now. We're going to interrupt that, okay, by implementing some new things, okay, so that you can recreate that experience. Because really right now in 2016, your guides are really, really pushing you to become more of, your guides are really pushing you to become, I was going to say more of a leader, but I don't, you know, I don't think that word is really accurate. I'm going to say it's 2016, the universe is really pushing you to become a bit happier and more empowered about who you are and what you do and how you do it and about the environment. But in order for you to do that, you got to take your focus off of work. Okay, I know that sounds counterproductive and counterintuitive. Take your focus off of work and take it on your home life and yourself. Your home life and yourself. I was going to say your love life too, and then your gut said, no. Home life and herself, okay? And this is not an encouragement of you need to take care of yourself more or, you know, you need to take care of your home. What your guides are really asking you to do is to take ownership of your home. I don't know if you're familiar with feng shui.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy. Okay. All of this sounds really crazy. But they really want you to start studying feng shui, even if you just do it remedially or just a basic understanding of feng shui and how you can apply that into your home. Now, let me tell you why they're doing this. They're asking you to do that because when you start to change the things that are going on in your home, because the home represents the heart, so all of this is being done. You're having a subconscious conversation when you start to change all the things in your home. And I don't mean, you know, throwing things away. I mean moving furniture in this particular position. That when you start to understand that, what you're really doing is having a conversation with your subconscious mind. You're reprogramming subconscious thoughts and ideas so that your work life and your finances start to shift in a constructive way that's supportive to you. Okay, I know this sounds really crazy and weird. Okay, they want you to start focusing on your home life, and you don't live by yourself, right?
No, I have a family.
Okay. They want you to start focusing on your home life and making changes there, focusing on yourself, take your mind out of the work, take your mind off of this particular person, put it into your home life and yourself. Focus on making some positive changes and shifts. You know, this is not about doing any personal, you know, self-esteem work or self-worth work. This is none of that. This is about making positive change, initiating change, and having that conversation through change with your subconscious mind. And in doing that, you start to reprogram yourself to think differently, to feel differently, and to manifest something that's more supportive to you. And if you do this, I'm telling you, by the end of March, at the beginning of April, you'll be walking into a better job opportunity.
Okay.
With more freedom and more of a leadership role.
Okay?
Okay. And one second. Okay. And because this person, you said this person is the boss of the the place that you work at. Okay. Because what they showed me was you getting into this new role, to this new job, and it being more of a leadership position, and this person coming to your mind, and you're saying to yourself while you're at the desk, I'm not going to be the leader that she was. This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I see you having that emotional conversation with yourself, okay?
Yeah.
So to recap, make some changes at home. In making the changes at home, you're going to start to reprogram your subconscious mind. And in reprogramming your subconscious mind, you're going to have a different dialogue with the universe, with the God principle. You're going to start to manifest something different, okay? And pay attention. This is for everyone. Pay attention to we think that manifestation, you know, just it's something just, you know, walks up to our door and just knocks on it, and there it is. No. When we manifest, in order for us to realize the fullness of that manifestation, we'll get a good idea. We'll get a nudge to go here, to go there, to say this, or to do this. So what you'll start to get are those inspired nudges to do something, to write something, or to say this, or to send a resume here, or to talk to a person that you've never talked to, but you just feel drawn to. And what you'll be doing is creating an experience for yourself to walk into a better situation at a better job where you'll be making more money and you'll have a leadership position. And this will happen, if you do this right away, it will happen at the end of March, beginning of April, and you're going to sit at the desk and say to yourself, I'm not going to be the leader that she was. This is how I'm going to do things. And then you're going to say, that guy on Blog Talk Radio told me that I was going to have this conversation. Okay? That's going to happen. Okay.
Sounds good. It's like the two different paths. Take one or take the other,
yeah.
You know?
And that's how it always is. And, you know, when folks come to intuitives like us and they're asking, what we only see is the energy you're giving off right now. And I think part of our purpose is not just to tell you what you're giving off, but to kind of help you recreate what you don't prefer. That's what we're here to do. Because if you don't make these changes, like I said, you know, there's a strong possibility you'll be leaving that job November, October, but not on good terms. It's going to be an argument, and you're going to be looking for another job. You're not going to walk into another. It's going to be some time before you find employment. You will find employment, but it's going to be some time before you find employment. I don't think that path is the best for you. And so here's what your guys are saying to do. They literally said, take your mind off the situation, focus on your home life so that you can recreate a dialogue with your subconscious mind in that recreating a new experience for yourself. You always have the power, and that's for everybody listening. You always have the power and the ability to create something different.
Good advice.
I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does, absolutely.
Good. And I know feng shui, I know all of that sounds a little different or odd. I know you're familiar with it. You never took it seriously. You know, it's just there's a higher method to this. You know, there's a higher understanding. Your guides are viewing it from a higher place. And so it seems a little silly. It seems like, oh, how is this going to help me? Until it does, and you're like, wow, okay. And, you know, and it's not really about the modality. It's the changing. It's the shifting. It's the commitment to the modality. All of that. It's the change that it provides in you. It's not really the prayer. It's the change in you as a result of the prayer that your guides and the universe is really after, okay? So feng shui might not be your element. It might not have been something that you've considered before, but check it out because your soul is crying out for change, and this is a great modality for you to do that.
Right.
Okay.
I've thought about looking into it before, and it's just funny that you say it now.
Go for it, girl.
Okay, so Jessica, are you the Jess of the chat room?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you want me to hang you up here so you can stay in the chat room and listen, or what would you like to do?
You can hang me up here. I'll stay in the chat room. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, nice. Welcome to the show. I don't think I've seen you before, but welcome. And I think you've got it nicely laid out for you. So good luck. Let us know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Jessica. So let me hang you up here, and we'll still see you in the chat room. Okay. Let's go to Lori in the chat room. She's wondering if her financial luck is changing at all with her and her husband. They've had a period of time. It's been rough. Need a place that Lori's from? Would that help?
Sure.
Okay, Lori, can you write where you're from in here? And I've got somebody new in here, so I'm just going to say hello to. She's from California.
Oh, California. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Finances. Oh, darn it. I wish I could talk to her because, you know, they're sending me pictures that I don't really quite understand. Okay, so just give me one second,
guys. You know, the switchboard's open enough. Let's find out from Lori if she can call in. Yeah, she says she can call. Okay,
perfect.
So we'll wait till you call in, sweetie. You're going to get in. Don't worry. I'm going to go to the next one so we can keep moving. But we'll look for your call. And also, Lori, just give me your area code. I mean, I know a lot of Californians, but I don't think I know everything. She's in Southern California. So she's okay. I'll keep in mind that one here. Okay, one moment, everyone. I'll write this down. Okay. All righty. And yes, JB in the chat room, we should be able to get you in. Okay, so hang in there. Okay, it'll be 2-3 from now, but we'll get you in JB. Okay, somebody new in the chat room. All righty, so let's go over to, looks like Lori's already on here, so we'll just might as well go over to her here. 949, is this Lori in California?
Yes, hi. Blessings, guys. Blessings.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, so you too. Okay, so I guess we'll just take it from here. So you've got some pictures. JP, do you need anything else from her?
Yeah, I got some pictures. So you and your husband's finances, are you all in business together, or is it just in terms of career?
No, we're not in business together.
Okay.
The past decade has been very challenging for both of us, but more for my husband. You know, I was told somebody performed black magic on him. I'm not sure if I'm a big believer in that.
Right.
But it's just like whenever he takes a step forward, it ends up like falling apart and he takes two steps back. So now he's kind of afraid to just do any, you know, to move forward.
Right. Okay. So let me reassure you first, because I am receiving some images, and I'm going to do my best to interpret what's going on, and I'm asking them for the feeling. Because sometimes when I can't understand the picture, I can understand the feeling. I did draw a card, and that card was positive change, so there is some positivity coming up. Okay. So let's just find out what's going on. So that's what I'm asking right now. What's going on? Where is it leading? And how we can change it? Okay. Okay. And you see, the part of the problem, and part of it's because when I'm looking at both of you, you know, I see both of your incomes so attached to each other. So connected to each other, and it's almost like in working with his quote unquote issues, I've got to work with yours too. But I don't know if that makes sense to you. It's almost like, you know, there's no identity for both of you in terms of finances, and so it's a little okay. So this is what I want to say to you first, and this is what I want to encourage your husband. Is he into this sort of standing and teaching and things like that?
Yes, he is. He's very spiritual.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do, because they're telling me immediately. I want you to take these baby steps and starting to really spend your money and invest your time and your energy and things that really inspire you.
Okay.
And things that, and the reason I'm saying this to you is not to sound generic, but because right now it's not that the energy of your finances are all over the place. It's that they're so complex and so they're like spaghetti. It's like spaghetti. I don't know whose. I don't know whose issue is what issue. And it's just like this. And all of it is fear. You know, all of the unsuccess with finances and being able to move forward is all of these complex fears that were built up. And a lot of it is coming from him. and its upbringing and things like that. And it's kind of echoing off of some of the fears and reservations that you have, and it's just like this glop of stuff. That's the only word I can say.
Yeah.
So in order for us to kind of break out of that, we've got to start backwards. We've got to take two steps back in order to move four steps forward. And with that, I'm saying to you, not just your finances, but the both of you have to start getting more clear about what makes you happy, why it makes you happy, and how you're going to invest in the things that make you happy. Now, when I say this, you know, sometimes we're thinking so broadly. We're talking about life path and career and all. No, we're talking about the little simple things, like waking up in the morning, going to your closet, knowing that you have to go to work, and not just putting on the first thing that makes sense, but actually wearing something that you feel good in. Okay. This is so important. Driving or getting to work in the way that you feel good. You know, taking the route that makes you feel better. Eating the lunch that makes you feel better. You know, having the conversations that make you feel better. Talking to the person that make you feel better. Going to the stores that make you feel better. Even if you can't afford the store that you like, just going in there and getting a candy bar. It's all of that is reprogramming your subconscious mind to affirm more of what you want and you prefer and avoiding and getting rid of all the stuff that you don't like and you don't prefer. Okay? And that's important in recreating this new financial dynamic for the both of you. Okay? Because right now it's just a complex, it's like spaghetti. It's like gray spaghetti right now. Okay? And so we want to get rid of that. We want to reconstruct something different. So, again, it goes back to being committed to every little thing that makes you happy and that makes you feel good, even when it's taking a route somewhere or spending time with someone, even the things that you watch TV, all of that has to change. Because right now I feel like a lot of your financial issues have always – money is just hasn't been a great subject, and it's never been a good subject because you never get to – You always feel like you don't have enough. That's one. And number two, you never get to spend money on things that you really enjoy and you love. Okay? And that's an affirmation in life, period. You don't ever feel like you get to do what you love and you enjoy. You don't ever feel like you get to be who you love to be and who you enjoy being, because you're always so obligated and responsible to all this other stuff that doesn't really make you happy. So we've got to slowly reprogram that, is what I'm saying to you. And I know it sounds so generic, but I'm telling you it's going to work. Now, I do see that you two will spend the rest of the year working this out, okay? And that's not to discourage you, because you're going to have some really great breakthroughs. I see that the two of you are in a position to really work this out. And it begins every morning when you wake up and you know you got to go to work, I got to take care of the kids, I got to do this. But how am I going to do it in a way that makes me happy? How am I going to do it in a way that makes me feel empowered? And when you start doing that more and more and more and more and more and more, you start to program your subconscious mind to only insinuate, affirm, enhance, and highlight all of the joy that's in your life. And it throws away all the attraction to all the crap. And life has no choice but to bring more of that to you. Has no choice but to bring more of that to you. Okay? Here it is. The card that I pulled was the attachment card and being able to detach. So we're on the right path with this. This is the prescription. This is the plan for the both of you. Starting off small, simple. We're going to do what we love to do and all the things that we have to do, all those I have to go to work, I have to do this, I have to. We're going to find a way to make that have to fun.
Okay.
We're only going to invite fun in our lives. Okay. Even with the way that we spend our money. Okay. Even with paying bills, create a paying bill ritual.
Okay.
Every time you guys pay a bill, come together and pay it. Play the song that you love to play. Light some incense. Make it a fun experience. You know, that has to change, because in doing so and taking a year to do that, especially during this year of endings, you'll let go of all that crappy stuff. And no, no one has cursed your husband. No one has the power or the authority to curse your husband. Nothing, because the universe only gives you what you give. So if someone's giving you bad vibes, you best believe they're going to get bad vibes. That's it.
Right.
That can't come to you. But we've got to reprogram some old beliefs that your husband is carrying, some old childhood beliefs that he's caring about. Believe it or not, it has nothing to do with his money. It has a lot to do with his self-esteem, the way that he sees himself that's playing out in this field of money. We've got to reprogram that because it's also activating the stuff that's in you. So both of you are really good to do this together, and you're going to spend the year doing this. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I know it sounds
generic,
but
this
is for you.
That was beautiful. Thank you. That was amazing. You explained it just right. No, God bless you.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
That was really great.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're so
good
welcome.
Good luck, Gloria. I know this has been a concern for you for a while because, you know, you've been here before and
yes,
I know it's a question you've asked a lot. But I think you got a really – this one today, I think, is really giving you something to do to alleviate that.
Yeah.
So
feel like some cornucopia is going to come, but I just, like, you know, sometimes I see signs, but then I feel like it fools me, like the universe is playing a joke on me. You know what I mean?
Right. And really, that disconnect, it's the universe telling you it is there, it's already available to you. It's all that doubt and fear that's getting in the way. It's all that doubt and fear. And so it's about reprogramming. It's about reprogramming the subconscious mind because that's what the subconscious mind is doing, and that's all it knows to do because that's all the information it received growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes right back to that story of the two wolves that live inside of you, the bad one and the good one. Well, if you start feeding the good one, you're going to inevitably starve the bad one. So it's about starting small. Let's start to reprogram ourselves to feel better about who we are, to feel better about where we are, and to feel better about the possibilities of where we can go. And when we start to do that, we are going to inevitably starve all those crazy, stupid, subconscious ideas that say that we're not worth it.
Exactly. Yes, you're right. Hey. You're very right.
All right, Lori. So do you
thank
want me to
you
take
guys.
You off the switchboard since you're in the chat room?
Yes, please. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
And
thank you for being a regular to Rainbow Race. We really appreciate it. So I'll hang you up
bless
here.
You guys.
You're
thank
still
you
in the
for
chat
the work
room.
You do.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. So I want to say something from someone in the chat room. And Jessica is thanking you so much, JP. She'll keep in contact
you're
with you on Facebook to let you know when things happen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I wanted to give that feedback there. And now we're going to area code 480. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hi,
oh,
Mike.
I love
okay,
this.
Yeah, I remember you. I think you were on last week, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, welcome back. So a question for JP?
Yes, JP, it's been probably about a year or two since I've spoken to you, but I mean, once I saw JP on there, I was like, oh, I remember the laugh when I was tuning in. I was like, oh, I got a call.
Yeah,
that's
there
so
you
funny.
Go. That's great, isn't it?
That's so
I was like, oh, that's familiar.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Mike, I love your energy. I don't know if I've ever said that, but your spiritual energy is just so bananas. I love who you are. I really do. What's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I just moved here, and I'm kind of at a crossroads in regards to career and things like that. So I'm cool with right now if the job that I have is just waiting tables. I'm 15 minutes from the ocean. I can hang out for the summer, surf, everything like that, and just kind of go with the flow and see where it goes. There's also potentially, a good six-figure plus sales job opportunity in February. And then somebody just emailed me about restaurant management. And so I'm just kind of,
You know what? So, Mike, you've been doing a lot of work because the things that are coming up for you, so I'm just going to – I think I have some time that I can tell you. First of all, I definitely see a new love relationship popping up for you, okay? I don't know if that's what you've been asking for, but it's coming. And this
this particular person, and I'm going to say person, this particular person is so good for you. This person, I'm going to say she. Is it a she? Do you
whatever,
like she?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I pick up. This particular person is like the complete, it's like your counterpart, okay? That's the strongest word I can think of. This particular person is your counterpart. So love is coming up for you really strongly. You might have some issues in terms of, is this real? You know, is this a real person? You know, is this romantic experience? Is this real or, you know, am I setting myself up for a fall? I'm going to confirm this to you now so that you can hear my voice and my laughter in the future. This person is the real deal. Okay.
Have I met her?
Is the person. You have not met her. You have not met her. This is a brand new person, and this person is the real deal. And one of the things that's really striking to you is how incredibly beautiful she is.
Hmm.
And you're going to say, oh, my God, this girl is gorgeous. Why the heck would she want to be with me? Well, let me tell you why she would want to be with me, because she thinks you're gorgeous too. Because she's going to be able to pick up what I pick up about you, spiritually speaking. The both of you are so equivalent. It's incredible. And so those fears will pop up. They're going to pop up. And, you know, again, I got the let it go card. So those fears are going to pop up. Let them go, because this is the real freaking deal. Okay, love is coming up. The next card that comes up for you is the prosperity card, the money card.
Now we're talking.
There's a reason. Yeah, there's a reason why all these particular opportunities are coming up into your experience. It's because your soul is ready to advance in a material way. Okay? I'm asking right now, I think you mentioned two job opportunities. And while I'm asking that subconsciously, I just want to let you know that there is a reason why you're waiting tables. You know, it's not just a financial thing, and I think that you know that, and I think that you feel that intuitively. There's a reason why you're waiting tables, because you connect with people in a way that they need, that they wouldn't have got it any other way. Consciously, maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not. Subconsciously, spiritually, you are completely aware of the fact that you are doing some healing work, literally, energetically. You are doing, and I'm not saying that to make you feel good. I'm telling you, you're doing some healing work by meeting people that you wouldn't have met and providing with them the activation that they need in order for them to move forward, okay? And so that's why you're there. You're not just there so that you can take care of yourself and support yourself. You're there doing some healing work, okay? And that work is coming to an end. Okay.
Beautiful.
Being in that environment, it's coming to an end. That's why I don't necessarily feel like the management position in the restaurant is the right fit for you. There is another opportunity. There is another opportunity coming up. Give me a second. Let me get a time frame. Another opportunity coming up from you. It kind of feels like April, June, July-ish. Something is coming up that's way more, and it's with a company, and it's a job, and it's way more suited for you, okay? Way more suited for you in the fact that you get to use your creativity, you get to use your personal, your interpersonal abilities. It's a professional job. It's something that you're going to be really good at, and I'm going to tell you this. You're not going to be there for long either because you're going to be going on to something else. But in terms of where you are now, you're doing some spiritual work. It's coming to a close. It's coming to an end. I don't necessarily see you managing a restaurant. I think that's it's just not you. It's just not your energy is so much more expansive than being behind the scenes managing in that way. Okay, you are a manager. You are a leader. You have amazing interpersonal abilities. You can connect with people. You can motivate them. So you need a job where you can almost be the center of attention in that way, and doing that just won't fly for you. So this other opportunity in which the universe has heard and it's manifested, it's popping up April, June, July-ish. I'm leaning more towards July-ish. And when it comes, take it. And any opportunities that may pop up –
let it go.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha. So just,
okay,
so just kind of hang out.
Well,
and,
we got to get a couple
so hang
more
out and
people
surf for
in before. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I'm just going to hang out and surf for a bit. Cool.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mike, for contacting us again. And do you want to hear the rest of the show? Should we put you on mute? And good luck and all that. Sounds fabulous. Okay, have a good week. We have two more to get in before the end of the show. So, yeah, all right, here we go. Gabby Anthropology. Hi, are you the Gab in the chat room?
Yes, I'm Gabriella.
I thought so. Okay. Well, we've got you in under the wire here. So, anyway, you have a question?
Yes, I have recently found someone who I used to go to art school with. Wondering about that.
Do you need a location or anything, JP? We just said chat room, but we didn't get a...
Where are you from?
I'm from Argentina.
Oh.
Are you calling from Argentina?
No, I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. Oh, I'm part of Canada. Sorry, I love Canada.
I am
what part
from
are you
there,
calling?
But I've been here for a long time, yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead. So we'll get your reading.
In. Are you interested in this person romantically?
Well, I don't know. I've tried to find him a few times before, and now I recently found him again. And when we were in art school, we were both with other people.
Okay. If anything, both of you, is he an artist as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but both of you, because, and you know, I'm going to tell you the card that I pulled on this particular person, and I don't want you to freak out, and I don't want you to, it's the twin flame card. Okay.
Oh Lord.
So I don't, you know, I'm like, oh no, it's my twin flame. What shall I do? You know, I don't want you to get in that mode. What I'm really picking up, and the clarification that I'm picking up off this card, is that the both of you really connect. Not only, of course, you've had several lifetimes together, but the both of you really connect on a creative and spiritual plane. Okay. I don't necessarily see this turning into a romantic relationship, but darn it, I see this turning into a profitable relationship. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see the both of you having the opportunity and the ability to work together and collab together in a really creative and harmonious way, and it leading to money, it leading to advancement, it leading into something that's substantial for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would hold on to this particular relationship. I would definitely, you know, keep in communication with this person. I definitely would even offer to do some work with this person, kind of collab on some projects, and see where it leads you, because I do believe that this person thinks highly of you. This person respects you. I think this person will be always in a state of integrity with you. And I think that both of you could really do some fantastic things in terms of your artistry and really advance.
Yeah.
Really advance. There's something else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's been a very long time since we haven't seen each other, like 22 years.
Yeah, this is going to be so, and you know what, and this is divine timing. This is divine timing for the both of you. I see a creative project coming from the both of you. I also see something in terms of writing. So I don't know what type of art or artistry the both of you participate in or are good at, but I see something similar, something along the lines of you really – the both of you creating something that will create some advancement for the both of you in a substantial way, and it turning into a really good kinship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A really great kinship. Like, this is my creative partner. I don't want to work with anyone else. We're magic together. So I would really hold on to this relationship, develop it, nurture it, and share some ideas with each other and do some projects together and see where this takes you. And I really feel like this is really positive. 2016 is really great for this relationship rekindling.
Yeah.
Great. Good. This is fabulous to meet that person in your life. Many people will never get to. So, Gabby, I'm going to thank you for calling and put you on mute so you can hear the last couple minutes of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in and meeting in the chat room. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next was me. I wait to the very end. Woohoo!
You know what?
What?
You're gonna love this. So I'm clearing the deck, right?
Clear the deck for me. Clear the deck.
Right. I'm clearing the deck before you even said anything. I'm clearing it and saying, okay, I've got to get ready for the next caller. Clearing the deck, and they say, no, keep that twin flame card out. And then you say, okay,
you know
it's
what?
For me.
I knew that. You know, it's so funny, JP. Why did I think that? I guess I heard the guy too. Because I thought, I think that's my card too. Well, I wasn't going to say it on the air, you know, but, I mean, you said it for me, and I swear that's what I thought. I thought, OMG.
They were like, oh, no, keep that card out. I said, okay, and then you said, well, what about me? I said,
It was weird because I wasn't sure if I was going to go first or Gabby. And I thought, well, it's only fair to let Gabby go first. I'm the host. We let our people go first. And so I was debating
that
back and forth
so
about
funny.
That anyway, which is so funny. Anyway, well, whatever you have
funny.
To say, I'll shut up so you can.
Absolutely. You know, the last time I spoke with you, I told you that there's going to be a particular event that's coming, and it's coming back to my memory. Let me tell you something. You know, this is gold that I can remember this. But I told you that there's going to be an event, and it's going to be really significant. Well, I was kind of hinting to that, okay? I was kind of hinting to the fact that there's going to be a chance encounter, okay? And I'm asking them, how are you going to meet this person because situations have changed. And I've also pulled – I'm using two different decks, FYI. And in the other deck, the card that I pulled is Eternal Love. And it's the theme of happiness,
yeah.
harmony,
I think
and
I know
fulfillment.
Which deck you might be learning. Eternal Love,
So, you're going to be meeting, and I kind of feel like this is, you know, Gabby's situation was more creative and spiritual. She's going to be connecting with this person on a spiritual and creative plane. For you, it's going to include romance. And
well, could it be already in, I mean, it just happens for a few months that the person's been back in. I never thought that would happen. So they could already be here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. There's just a lot of other life stuff in the way first, but it's quite apparent on both ends. We know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, let these cards confirm what's going on for you. And you know what? I think you deserve this. I know that you deserve companionship.
Yeah.
I know that you deserve, and
I
you deserve
so
support.
Deserve it. I so deserve it.
You so deserve support. And you deserve to, I kind of feel like, you know, I don't know if you consider this person your best friend yet, but I kind of feel like you're going to definitely feel like, this is my best friend. This person is such a good friend. It's for you. It's done. It's written in stars. It is what it is. Right there. This is yours.
It is what it
and
is.
I'm going to
talk about
that.
Laughing a lot
to
together.
Confirm.
I mean, my God, the humor.
Oh,
laughing, constantly teasing, laughing,
it's
and all that.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It is so incredible.
It's about Mel.
Oh, my God. So I'm so happy. And I also pulled Sacred Earth Mother. So I think there's an opportunity for you to work more closely with the Earth. And healing some of the planetary energy. I think even teaching a class coming up related to healing the planetary energies, connecting fully with it, I think that's something that you might be interested in doing because I get the feeling like that's an event that you'll be hosting sometime soon, in a few months from now or something like that, something related to healing the earth and integration. And that's popping up. And what is this?
You know, it's interesting because he wrote a whole long email at some point, you know, that all of the stuff that I had sort of special talent for doing, all did I know that, all this internal earth healing. And he went down into all the specific parts of the earth. He just ended up, like, writing this really three-page thing about, did you know you could do that? And it was about the same thing you're talking about.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I'm spot. Okay. So I'm on the right path with that.
For you.
I see something coming out of this. I see something in terms of your business coming out of this, like a class or a workshop. And I kind of see, you know, even though I think that you might want to go internet and making this an online class, I see this being in person. I see students and folks coming to you in person for this particular workshop.
Okay. Yeah. I always used to do it until I shifted a lot to internet, but I like in-person classes, of course. So,
yeah. I think this is going to be in person. Yeah. And this is going to be huge, actually. I think this is going to be really healing. And it has a lot to do with earth, the heart, and integration. It's going to be some really deep work. It really is.
Can I ask a quick question on
him? You go for it.
He's having a really big health thing that's a reoccurrence, but we all think he's it's going to be taken care of, and it's karmic. It's multidimensional karma on that.
Yeah.
You see, as he's currently going through it again, I wasn't around for the first go-round, but, you know, I'm there this time, and Ms. Healer here, I'm not going to let anything,
No.
How do you see that going? So far,
and you know what? And,
go ahead.
No, it's progressing, and you know what? And here's another component, and I'm sure you already know this. I guess I'm just going to bring it to your attention again. It is karmic, but it's also, and you know, I pulled a card that says it's a repressed emotion. And so it is coming to the surface. It's always coming to the surface for healing. And so I think that you need to be reminded or to know. They told me, this is how they said it. She needs to know, even though I know that you know, that this is a repressed emotion. This is a repressed experience. Yeah, this is a repressed experience
that
he needs to let go.
And so, And then I come along, nothing's repressed.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just as simple as a repressed emotional experience that he has to let go of in order I know without a shadow of doubt, if he can do the work it's going to happen this year.
The work is being really done. I mean, he's not missing anything there pretty much. So, he's on it and stuff. I mean, hopefully it'll be over in a few weeks. Do you think it could go longer?
Let me see. Orange, April, May. Oh, I feel really strong. About the beginning of March.
That would technically be probably when that stall that would be corrected by then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
beginning of March. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And this is the year of endings. Year of endings. Endings in the endings. I'm just going to affirm and pray with you. It's over. It's done. He doesn't have to relive that experience anymore. He doesn't have to continue. It's over. It's done. It's released. It's surrendered into the mind of God. It's done.
Great. Well, he's certainly taking on all of the psychic advice and holistic advice and all that kind of thing and just immediately on it. So he's leaving no stone unturned.
So
that's a big part of it. And I'm in the picture this time, so...
To
reckon with.
I'll
take anything on.
You're like me.
You know, it's so funny because we're over the radio here, and we're speaking a little bit in code, but I think you got the picture. And
You're just like me. Yeah, my Aries sister, so I understand.
Yeah, what's your sign again, sweetie?
Aries.
Oh, you're Aries too. What is the? Oh God, how did I forget that? What is your date?
March 30th.
Yeah, my mother was born on the 29th, and I'm on the 7th, so we're right like a week apart from each other.
In fact,
they thought I might arrive on her birthday, but I didn't. But she was Aries as well. Yeah. Oh, my God, March 30th. Wow.
Love it.
Well, this has been really a great reading and a great whole hour and a half with you. Hope you don't mind. We went over about 4 minutes, and probably the chat room can't hear me anymore, but I want to thank them at least. They're all, bailed out there. And so I want to thank them for coming on, and everyone in, on the switchboard for the readings, and a lot of them have started to leave too. So we always appreciate you, of course, and listeners actual computer, where they don't do either one of those. But I want to remind everyone, get the archive, because you can hear your reading in depth, and I've downloaded them all because I have to, and I keep track of all my radio shows. But those of you that may have had a reading, maybe you didn't, it's amazing what you can learn from other people's readings. A lot of people will say, you know what, wow, five of the readings, I picked up something from five of these readings, you know, that really felt right to me that I should incorporate.
So true.
So it's just good to have it. It's free, of course, to do it. So give them, you know, probably give them until tomorrow. I don't know how fast they get it ready, but sometimes in the same evening you can download. But if not, just, you know, go in tomorrow or the next day, whenever you feel like it, and download the radio show. So again, why don't you, just for the record here, because we're still on the air technically, even though we've gone a little over, give your stats again for everyone?
Absolutely. You can call me 561-541-6317. Again, it's 561-541-6317. Or you can email me at jp-ninspirit@live.com.
Great. And I highly recommend you guys getting a private reading from JP and everything. So, because you can really go in depth there.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Well, I've got to let you go, but I'm sure you're not too unhappy. It's, 10:40 there almost. Although I don't know if you're a night owl like me, but for a lot of people, it's time for bed. So I want to thank you so much for coming on again, and hopefully
thank
we can
you.
Have you on soon.
Thank you.
Have you back
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
We'll have you back. You know, I probably will probably even ask next month, you know, February, if you're willing to come back. So
okay.
Be prepared
Perfect.
To hear from me.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Oh, great. And so, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.